Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. Welcome here to Master Griot Radio and our special show that will kick off Women's History Month for 2013. Tonight we have a special show and you have a special experience. So just relax, sit back, and get ready to enter into the House of Dior. Our special guest is the one and only Dior from the House of Dior and Dior's Poetic Playhouse. You will meet the woman, and you will experience the power of words. After you experience her today, you will have the opportunity to meet Dior live. She is part of the Powerhouse Conference, Women Doing It Big Tour. And they kick off in New York on March the 23rd. So you learn more about the conference, how you can participate, the power of words as you experience and enter into the House of Dior. So we're going to bring our special guest online. Okay, right before she comes online, we're going to just play a special song, and right after that, we're coming with Dior from the House of Dior. Okay, we're just going to go ahead and introduce Dior as the computer cues up the music. So, Dior, how are you? Dior? Alrighty, Dior, can you hear me? Alrighty, Alrighty, okay. Please do apologize, everyone. I'm having some problems here. Welcome. Welcome into the House of Dior, and I do apologize to everyone. I was speaking. I did a great intro and everything, and we ran into technical difficulties, and you couldn't hear my great intro. So, you know, I'm going to prepare to do this great intro again as we all await and take the moment to get ready to step into the House of Dior. We're going to kick this set off with... Well, okay. So just one moment, and we're gonna come back, we're gonna introduce the show, and we're gonna bring Dior right online. We're having a lot of technical difficulties today. Well, just to set the mood, we're going to go to Jill Scott with Golden.
Hey, oh, hey,
right. We are going to bring on Dior, and you will meet the woman, meet the person. You will experience the house of Dior. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just bring her on, and the lines are lit. We have several callers online, so if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. And welcome, Dior.
Hello.
Hi, Dior. How are you?
I am well, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That is good. Well, finally, we're
yes,
here.
In spite of.
I know, right?
Yes.
It's all good. It was a lovely intro. I enjoyed it. It was just, I am so honored. I was just smiling from ear to ear. I said, listen to this.
Oh, wow. It didn't happen. Well, you know, like,
oh, no.
I thought I was being cute with my Mac computer. I got the Mac. I had everything going. I said, I'm going to do it on my Mac. And then everything
well,
was crazy.
You were definitely Macing, let me tell you. Yes.
Well, Dior, we had a line lit, and we have, I don't know how many people out there around the globe, but everybody mm-hmm. wants to know. Who is Dior? We want to get to know the woman and then share with us your claim to fame.
Oh, wow. Wow, you know, that's a good one. I always say that's a question I ask. Well, first, of course, I'm a Jerseyan, of course, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, backgrounds and down in the South, of course, Sumter, South Carolina, for all those Carolinians out there. And I have to say, such a family person. That's always me. I always say I have those different personalities, and my biggest one, we call her Susie, because I'm so mushy and so lovable. I'm such a lifer. That's how I have to explain Dior. Dior is a lifer. I love life, love living. I love it. I love learning. I love teaching. It's just, I'm just happy to be here. I'm really happy to be here. I would think if I had to say my claim to fame, and as I always say, words, and also, you know, teaching them. You know, my friend, she said it best yesterday, my ministry. That's what she called, because I've been like this ever since I could remember. Because of my mother, I was like that, always. This always passing on that goodness, that greatness, always teaching this life is good. And, you know, like I said, the power of words, definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there are many, many facets to you. First, just to share, we're going to start here and then we're going to backtrack to the other facets of you. But this is Women's History Month, and the reason why mm-hmm. we wanted to kick it off with you is because of the upcoming conference, the Powerhouse Conference, Women Doing It Big.
Yeah.
So, you know, let us know how you are part of this Powerhouse Conference and tour.
Well, first begin, Tiana Von Johnson, who is a remarkable woman, a powerhouse within her own right. She, as many, got to know me, you know, through some of the work that I've done. And, you know, I've submitted some stuff to her as far as words and, you know, things I was doing with my company Project Build. And that's how, you know, I became a part of it. And it will be kicking off, you know, I'm just so happy to be a part of it. But in March, as you said, and I believe it's Colin Powell's ballroom in New York. And it just has some powerhouse sisters on it. Selena Johnson from R&B Diva. You know, just name a few. Tashira Simmons, Tiona Smalls, China Bentley. Nicola Jackson, and just so many. All these women are powerhouses in their own right, and I'm just happy to be amongst so many women doing such amazing things. It is, you know, and like I said, I'll be speaking on the power of words, words that hurt and words that heal.
All right. So it's an all-day conference, right?
Yes. Yes, it's an all-day conference. And we just have so many, it's many vendors. We have many sponsors. So you're going to come there and you're going to be enlightened. And, you know, especially one of my favorite titles there, I have to mention this, Pastor Bird, what to do when you don't know what to do. I am just like so waiting to hear that. I mean, she is so inspirational. And everybody there is. Everybody has a story. We're going to cry, we're going to laugh, and we're going to learn. And that's always the gist of it. And I think that everybody will walk away from this with something. I know that they will. It's going to be, it's just, I can't wait. It's going to be, you know, fabulous.
Well, I'm excited, and I really hope to be able to make it out as well. Give me a reason to go to New York. Like, I don't have enough of them.
Right.
And so, you know, now we're going to step back to understand you a little bit and about, because you talked about your company, Project Build. So why don't you, you know, start off with Project Build.
Well, Project Build is, that's my love, that's my baby. And what Project Build is, it's etiquette. It's an etiquette program. What it means, building means beautiful, unique individuals learning discipline. And this is through the art of fashion as well as, you know, fashion etiquette. A lot of people don't know that etiquette is a form of communication, verbal and nonverbal. It's not just, you know, sitting down at the table, learning to walk and talk. It's many things. You know, like I said, communication on the full realm, as I said, verbal and nonverbal. And it is doing well. We do it as an after-school program, as well as I'm connecting with the cultural, youth cultural complex, and we're doing something in the summer program as well, so I'm excited about that. But basically, it just, it changes mindsets from top to bottom. We call it the strip, when you strip a mindset, you know, learning how to effectively communicate, and, you know, and learning to be aware of your body and be aware of all that you do so you can effectively do what you do, you know, putting out, you know, the better you. That's what we call it. Totally you, a better you.
Right.
And I'm loving it. I've been doing this for a long time. It's been like, well, over 10 years, 10, 15 years.
So where is Project Built? Where is it located?
It's in East Orange, 26 Washington Street in East Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
And,
what age group do you deal with?
Six and up. I have adults as well. I have adults. I do adult. I do workshops. I go out and do workshops. I've done workshops with just many. I have my last workshop that I just finished was with Sierra House, which does pregnant teens and runaways.
Right.
And that was a great session. And I like to shout out Tanya. She's the social worker for Sierra House, and she was just a pleasure to work with. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to, real quick, we're just going to take a couple callers.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and learn a little bit more about, you know, some more detail about what she does with Project Build.
Okay.
And then we're going to move on to more of Dior. So, caller from the 917, introduce yourself. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yes.
No, it's me. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Hello?
Okay, yes, caller from the 917.
Hi, this is Sylvester Lloyd, a.k.a. Sly. I was calling in to learn more about the program that Dior had going on. I think she is a wonderful person. And I would like to learn more about what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. Which program are you speaking about?
Well, I learned more. I learned about the Powerhouse program. Is that something that you're going to be doing on a regular basis, or is this a one-time event?
What, the Powerhouse?
Yes.
Actually, no. Powerhouse will be doing a tour Actually, we have another one that will be happening May 18th as well. This particular one, as I stated, is Saturday, March 23rd, and it's from 9 to 5, and it's at the Halibra Ballroom in New York, and
right.
That's the Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in New York. And we have VIP, and we also have regular admission. I believe VIP is $119, and regular admission is $89. So, and you can go to, yes, 89, and you can go to womendoingitbig.com to learn more about. We have also vendors and, you know, sponsorships as well.
Cool. Sounds good.
So how did you encounter Dior?
I met Dior at one of the most wonderful places you can ever hope to meet a woman. Besides church, is at the library. So I'm all for, you know, gaining knowledge, and I met Dior there, and we just, you know, we're on the computers together, and, you know, tried to talk about, you know, upliftment of the community. We talked about so many different things. I just ran into her again when I came back to New Jersey, and I thought, as I did the first time that I met her, that she's a very special person. And, I encourage her to do her thing. And, I think empowering women is a subject that I think I can definitely stand behind, it being the fact that I was raised by women.
That's right.
You know, so it's something that I like to see happening. One thing I would love to see if it's in the cards in the future would be teaming up with a network like a woman's network, like I guess Oprah has her network now, and there's also, you know, there's a couple women, I don't know all of them because I don't watch a whole lot of television, but I know there's a couple women's networks that with the Powerhouse series, you can probably look towards.
Well, you know, I would have to say, if I can interject, like, this right here, because it's going to go nationally, I believe it is just going to be so big because there are so many women who have stories, and I believe it will become one of those networks. It will. I truly believe it from just you know, us having the meetings and just the energy that happens, you know, from these meetings, amazing. So, I mean, I think that's something you can definitely look forward to. Because Tiana is one of those, you know, persons, and Team Tiana as well, as we call it. They really, really do their thing, and they make it happen. So
you
can look out for that fly. Yes,
I remember
yes,
you talking about her when we first met, and you had a lot to say about her and what she's doing. So hopefully one of these days I can actually meet her. It'd be great. Like I said, I'm all about women being empowered and doing. I think women are the backbone of our community. It seems like such a basic statement to make, but it's actually true. Women are our first teachers, and if we don't empower women, then we're really hurting ourselves. So,
all right.
I'm
okay.
All for it.
All righty, so we're going to go to our next caller, and this caller is from the 973. If you could just introduce yourself. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
We're doing wonderful.
Yes, you have a very, very, very powerful DR. She's a brilliant. She can all of it out. I know her very personal, and I just want to get her.
Oh, we just lost him.
Yeah, we sound like we lost him.
Well, I'm pretty sure he'll call back in.
Yes.
As you can see already, for all the other callers on the line, a lot of people love Miss Dior.
Thank you, and I'm feeling the love.
Just a little, I know you, when you say you speak on etiquette and communication and etiquette and communication, but also touch on, you have, part of that is you have a background in fashion.
Yes.
You have, for major department stores, you've done bra fittings.
Tell us
a little bit about your background that brought you to, you know, to create the project, build, and to use your unique skills and talent in this way.
Well, always, like I said, my background is fashion merchandising, and always being a model. So that was always fashion, everything fashion, remodeling, designers, lighting, staging, from everything from coordination as far as the department stores. I was always upper management, administrators. I also did visual display. So all these things tie in to all of this. And especially when I even did, like I said, just event planning, because when you put on shows, as we'll talk about, because I also am the owner of Dior's Poetic Playhouse, and you have to coordinate that as well. So all of it just ties into that whole arena of all that fashion has to offer. It's always clothing, it's lighting, and it's poison, it's talking, and it's cameras, lights, actions, as they say. So I've been in this for a long time, ever since I was a teenager. One of my big to-dos I always talk about is I did a show for the King of Morocco when he came to New York with a designer who was putting out her own line, Margaret Ells, and she was under the New York, Jones of New York. She was under Jones of New York. And so I've done some things with quite a few designers. Big shout out to Douglas and Tyrell, because Tyrell designs all the stuff. And Douglas was just a powerhouse in his own right. So, like I said once, and also being at Amateur and Talent Corp, where I was the instructor there. And, you know, I was the modeling instructor. And so it just went on from there. You know, I started going around and doing it, and then I was in Bayonne in the school system. That's when I first really got into the school system. I was over there for 5 years. Big shout out to Irene Pike, because she had a fashion and travel class in the Bayonne school system.
All right.
Actually, I just talked to her. So I was there, and then I came here to Jersey and did it. I did Weekway High School, did their events, Chancellor Annex, and big shout out to the mayor of Irvington, who also, you know, put me in his recreation center. I was, you know, hired to do project build there as well.
All right. So how do you integrate all of that into project build?
Well, we have a curriculum. You know, as I say, it is about, we do presentation, which is voice inclination, the learning how to talk, how to, because, you know, a lot of our young children have problems with presentation. Please, a lot of adults are afraid to get up. You know how it is getting in front of a lot of people and presenting things, you know. So we have presentation. We teach you about effective communication, and there's hygiene, there's financial literacy. We have a complete curriculum. And you can go to our website and see it all. It's www.pjbuild.com. And you can also access that from the House of Dior, D-O-R, thehouseofdior.com. And we like I said, we put in everything, and all these things are taught in our workshops. We have, like, many workshops with the name, so I'm loving it. I love it. I get excited when I talk about it. I guess that's
Yes, and I know you have great students and different things and all,
yes.
And it's great that you're going into you're working with adults as well.
Yes.
So and you do workshops.
I'm looking to expand the male market, if I can say. A lot of I'm starting to you know, talk to men, because, you know, it's very difficult to get some men. I'm not saying all to you know, want to know that, but they're starting to come around, and I'm loving that. And we, for that, for our younger, our teens, I am doing a Swag 4.0 program. See, I would like Project Build to go global, really. That's the goal, because I want them to come looking for us. That, you know, I want them to be able to say we put out great product, because you have to be well-versed, you know, in this day and age, you know, to be able to present yourself, you know, job interviews or wherever you go, that, you know, I put that stamp on an adult or a child and say, you know what, that's Project Build material, because they're going to be affected from head to toe. I mean, they're going to be in it. And it's a lot of work. People think it's easy, but once I show them, they see that it's not easy. A lot of time I get the adults to do it with the children, like when we're at an auditorium, you know, when we go to visit the schools, and they see that it's really not an easy thing to do. It really isn't.
Right.
So if you're not used to it.
Well, we are going to get ready to go into a whole nother side. You have the day, and it's maybe the more evening side. And we're going to talk about Dior's Poetic Playhouse.
Mm.
And I wanted Tripping, but I could not find Tripping.
Really?
No, I couldn't find it. I thought it should have been on iTunes, because I know I registered it for iTunes before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually get it, and then I actually thought I had sensual thoughts. But what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play something else right now. We're into the positive and the uplift. So I think right now what we'll do, we'll go to Dream On, and then we're going to come back with Dior, and she's going to let you, because that's just one thing, if you realize that she has created her dream, and she's manifesting her dreams right now. So we're going to do a little Dream On, and then she's going to tell you about the other side of Dior and the other part of the House of Dior. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back on air, and this is Master Grill Radio, and right now we are in the house of Dior, and we are speaking with Dior, and we talked about Project Build, and now we're going to learn about Dior's Poetic Playhouse.
Wow. Dior's Poetic Playhouse was brought about out of my passion for music, performance, the stage. Like I said, music like stage. It's a full stage production where we do anything from conscious situation to, you know, sexual. It's very classy, though. It's very classy. We talk about just everything about life. Anything we feel like doing, any theme. The poets that I have on are considered triple threats. They can sing, act, and do poetry, or all of the above, or even a little more. And it's just so wonderful just to see. I've had everything from belly dancers to, you know, just all day somebody doing a different dialect, singers. You can just get anything. One of my favorites I have come on is, big shout out to them from Time to Play, Mark Cook, and his wife Michelle from Time to Play. He is amazing. We do, and they do erotic toys. But the way that they do it is just so amazing. Their presentation is like no other. So we have that. And people love the different mix of things that we bring together. And I'm so proud of the project. Project that Dior's Poetic Playhouse has been about, I guess, 12 to 13 years, I guess, in the making. Because it came about because I said, we don't have anything sexy. We have no venues here in Jersey that you can go and people can be themselves. You know, that grown and sexy, the real grown and sexy, not the fake grown and sexy. Because I often say when I'm there, if you're not grown, it's time to leave. You know, and we just do it all, and it's a beautiful presentation. And people come back for more, and they've always been happy. And you can also see everything I speak of at Dior's Poetic Playhouse.com. And you can go and check us out there.
Now, that's D-I-O-R-S.
Yeah.
P-O-E-T-I-C. Mm-hmm. Playhouse, PLAYHOUSE.com.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If everyone can take a moment right now and go to www.DiorsPoeticPlayhouse.com. You just go there and you can check it out.
Or now, they can access it, Jackie. I would like to say they can access that also through the House of Dior as well, the House of DOR.com.
Yes.
Yep.
So either way.
Yeah.
And so now you have published under there as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still working on the book. Of course, you know, I have the CD Sensual Thoughts. That is also under, like I said, when you click on the site, you can also click on, that's under Reverb Nation, has that, reverbnation.com/DOR, the House of Dior. Sensual Thoughts was done, I believe, 2010, produced by James Gibbs III. Famous trumpeteer, and also I had a great collab on the CD, Steve Kelly, Eddie Stockley, Melvin McKnight, Adrian Sykes, Sherelle Wright. I mean, just a slew of names, and these people are just awesome. For my first time out, I was like, whoa, just blown away. Because, I mean, for all those who didn't know, of course, James Gibbs, plays with everybody. He's on J Records. He travels with Joe. He is a trumpeter. Steve Kelly, who is the former guitarist of Whitney Houston for many, many, many years. You can see them all. And I just had so much talent, and I was amazed. And the project, I'm so pleased, beyond words, beyond words. I'm so pleased with the project.
Yeah. It is a great project, and I'm going to have to go, I guess, and re-download. I actually thought I had the whole album, and then I only had one song.
How you going to do me like that? Well, you know, I have a ringtone. I'm working on those things, and I'm back in the studio also doing some more tunes. I'm excited by that. Big shout out to Beatshop Studio, Shalik. You know, working with that team, these people who know what I do so well, and that makes a difference when they know you and know how you move and know how they know me. So it just comes out with ease. You know, I love it. I can't say anything about it. I've been so blessed with Project Bills and Dior's Poetic Playhouse for it to just be as smooth as it is. I mean, it all works. You know, people love it. And I'm grateful for that.
Really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely. Okay. So I really wanted to play it, and I do apologize, everyone. I thought I actually had it keyed in, but I've had to a couple times re-upload my iTunes library, and you think it stays there. I thought when I, you know, rebooted, I would have everything. So I'm up now trying to, you know, merge a couple libraries. But as it stated, go to www.DiorsPoeticPlayhouse.com, and there you can learn more. And as well as you can experience the music, her, when she says she models, you can see how she models. You can see her as a model. And, you know, she got wonderful, you know, images, experience, video, a lot of different things. Now, if someone is interested in booking you to, can they go to pjbill.com or to Poetic Playhouse?
Yes. I'm everywhere. So you just send it out Facebook, you inbox House of Dior, you can leave, you can also, any of the sites we just mentioned, you know, you can go to House of Dior and you can leave it. It's so funny, when I Googled myself, it even has, I have an app up there where if you want to book Dior, tell Dior which town you would like her to come. And I was I forgot about that. So you can reach me. If you want me, you can definitely reach me. It is not a problem. And I just want to, again, just state I would love, you know, everyone to get a chance. Because men can come to the Powerhouse Conference, too. We encourage it. And as I always tell everyone, I love when kings give queens love, you know. Yeah. So we love to see our men come out and show their support for the queens.
Yes.
So I want to
now just real quickly.
That.
I just want to take a real administrative break, real quick. We are down to 1:55 of live streaming. But anyone, if you still want to listen in, if you're listening in, you know, just on the internet. Just call in 646-716-7994, and you can continue to listen in. It's just streaming live for another minute or so, but we'll still be on. But you be just call in 616-716-7994. And again, if you want to contact Dior, just go to www.thehouseofdior.com. That's thehouseofdior.com. From there, you can connect with Project Build. You can connect with Dior's Poetic Playhouse and any other interests you may have. You can book her to speak. You can book her for performance shows. You can book her to implement workshops. She works with from age 6 and up, male and females. Mm-hmm. So whatever type of program. And soon she will be also bringing on her video blog. So you will just begin to see more and more. And then we just want to remind everybody, March 23rd, to meet her in person, to hear her, and just to have a great experience for yourself. It's the Powerhouse Conference, Women Doing It Big, and the conference takes place on in New York, in Harlem, on at 2126 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard in New York, and you can just register today. And so if you just come on wherever you saw the post, just click onto the link. In the description about this radio show, it's a link right there for you to register. It's a link to Dior's Poetic Playhouse Project Build. You would be able to experience everything. And if you click on a Women Doing It Big, you'll see a great video that explains more about it. Now, we have another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring that caller in real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so caller from the 732, introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Mr. Mark from Time to Play.
Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sweetie?
I'm great. Enjoying everything I'm hearing here.
Oh, thank you. This is the one and only. I was just speaking about you and your wife. And this is Mr. Mark Cook himself from Time to Play. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Thank you. Me and Dior had many times that we worked together, and she is awesome. Love to work with her. Anytime she's doing anything, I always tell her to give me a call. And I, you know, come out and do the best that I can for her every time.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. So she's good for business, huh?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, right. Well, they do, like I said, they do the erotic toys, and I swear, I think I have it on my Facebook page. I said, this man can sell ice to Eskimos, like seriously. He really can. I said, be selling you back your own stuff. I mean, he does it like no other. Other people have approached me. And I say, no, because a lot of people say, oh, Dior, do you have a comedian? I go, no, that's Mark. You know, all this laughing is going on. They go, you got comedians? Mm-mm. He is the man, and I wouldn't dream of, you know, until, look, somebody else come along. I was like, if you can knock him out the box. But so far, not a chance. I love him, and him and his wife is doing it big. I love it.
Yeah, they call me the toy man.
Yes.
But it's a great thing. I think I'm probably the only guy on the East Coast that actually, not just selling sex toys, but actually the only guy that's on the East Coast that is doing the demonstration itself. And we have a lot of fun when we're there with Dior. But her show is phenomenal in itself. I just remember the last time we was with you, Dior, up in New York. And that was a great show. A lot of people came out. So she is definitely the one to have, the one to bring out, and she would definitely liven up any audience and give you exactly what you want.
You're right.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess, you know, everyone definitely want to know that, you know, it's extremely important as a speaker, a performer, or, you know, presenter, that, you know, you bring value to an event, that you don't just put it there, you know, because people are booking you to add to their brand.
Yeah.
So whenever, you know, a person does well, that's why I said when I made that statement, she's good for business. I wanted, you know, to share that because, you know, you love working with people that, you know, can really just help the program go, make it work, and, you know, each person has a brand. So, you know, all of those. Yeah. So we have a lot of few more callers on the line. Everyone doesn't want to speak, but, you know, what we're going to do, I am going to open up the lines just in case people do want to introduce yourself before we go, just to let Dior know that you're here listening in and supporting her. A lot of New York and Jersey on the line. And I want to open up the lines and let you guys all give her a shout out. And if you want to talk to Mark, what did they call you, the toy man?
Mr. Mark, the Time to Play.
Okay. So we have caller from the 201, from the 201-349. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. You'd like to introduce yourself to Dior?
Yes, Dior. This is Mr. Baker. How are you, love?
How are you, sweetie? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Hey, I heard it through the grapevine. I said, let me come and check this out. How are you, young lady?
I am well, blast from the past. How you been, baby?
Everything is wonderful, man. I am truly blessed, man, and I see that you are as well. God has definitely bestowed hands upon you.
Thank you for all your love and support.
Absolutely. I am so proud of you, man. I already knew that you was going to do something crazy, you know? But this is good. This is really good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. That's it.
Now, caller from the 850, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lioness, and I was just passing through, listening, and trying to give some love out there to the folks who are making things happen.
Absolutely.
Wow. So where are you from, Lioness?
Well, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, but my home is New York City.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I think I've connected with you before. How do you explain it? Yeah, you're a multifaceted, multi-talented, creative woman, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes, yes, I connected with you before. This is awesome. All right. Well, you need to do some networking. If you know, the chat room is open, so if you get an opportunity, post your information there. And I know you're on Facebook, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to, but it looks like, you know how they have these issues with sign-ins and stuff. So I'm working on that. I was going to do a shout-out in the chat room.
Yeah, this I noticed that I've been, like, it doesn't appear to be anyone, but, yeah, there's 20 people on the phone
right.
lines. I thought that was kind of odd. There's so many people on the phone lines and no one in the chat room, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, you know, so. I'm working on that now while you speak.
Okay, well, do you want to give us, do you want to shout out something? Or
my contact information for Facebook is Lioness, and that's spelled LYONEZZ, Candy.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
I'm saying, repeat that.
Lioness, LYONEZZ.
Mm-hmm.
That's C-A-N-D-I.
Okay.
So also you could check, we're working on building up the Revolutionary African Women, RAW, RBG, RAW.
Okay.
So it's a little things going on. We're working on self-sustaining gardens and young people growing their own food and learning about that. So
That's interesting. That's real interesting. So maybe you want to, like I said, you hit my page,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we can definitely do some, networking. And hopefully if you can get some people, you can come to the conference and, you know, look up the conference and, you know, see if you want to come or, you know, if you can get a group of you to come too, you know, they have some rates for that. So definitely go to womendoingitbig.com and look it up and definitely connect with me.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now we have another caller from the 201-201-640. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi.
Ms. Wright.
I definitely would like to say that Dior is an inspiration and a visionary because our children, the youth of today, do not have enough of an example to know how to conduct themselves in business, how to conduct themselves. Even when you want to talk to someone in the street, they don't know how to communicate properly. And unfortunately, we have a lot of adults who don't know how to communicate
mm-hmm.
properly.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely applaud Dior and her efforts to get out there and actually motivate and get started with them young to teach them how to express themselves in a positive manner. So I've always been proud and excited about her project.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you
so much.
Well, this is really great.
Right. Look, I always say powerful powwows will get you powerful results. I always talk about the powerful powwows. A lot of times, you know, for Sherelle and others who know, I've been, as I stated, been doing this for a long time, which I have to, you know, tell everyone if you didn't know, I always talk about how my mom, I understand it now. Knowing these words like sensei, she was like the sensei, you know, the sensei always teaching you something. She was on, she hung on every word. I don't care if she heard me talking to my sister or she heard us talking to friends. Okay, you don't want to say that. That's not how you say that, and that's not how you do that, and don't treat people like that. And he was like, oh, boy. But it was on and on. She was always like that. And now because of that, I'm at this space where I am now, and it's a wonderful thing, you know, because I even teach my children, you know, when someone is telling you something's right, because my mother will always say that, baby, mommy not trying to tell you nothing wrong, you know, acknowledge that and say, you know what, I can say this better. There's always another way, as they would say, the expression goes, to skin a cat. There's always another way to say it. There's always another way to do it. So we want to take the high road. And these things, and I say I guarantee it, because they always say it's no guarantee. I say, I guarantee it across the board that it will make your life smoother, easier. You'll be that neutral person in the room when you communicate effectively. And I just want to thank my mom for taking the time out to do these things for me, because I'm so protected by the things that she's instilled in me. I just want to say that. I do. If I have to dedicate anything, I would. And it's just been such an honor and a pleasure for those people who come back to me. At the conference, I will have a young lady with me. She's one of my big success stories. Her name is Jade Frost. Big shout out to her. She's one of students of Project Build. She's on the page. Actually, she's starting her blog. It's not up. But I encouraged her to blog because she had really bad anger issues, really bad meltdowns. She was a self-cutter. She would cut herself. And it just was a dark world. And, you know, I got her into the program, got around her, embraced her, mentored her, and you just will not believe the turnaround this woman has made. She is amazing. She's amazing, and we're counting down the days. No cutting, no meltdowns, nothing. And that right there is, that's the testimony to what I do. And I love stories like that. I do. It's just amazing. She's just one of the few. There are others, and we have those also. They're setting up their blogs, and so to tell their own stories. So these are just some of the things we're working on right now.
And you need more of that for the young adults out there, the young kids coming up.
Yes.
I happen to work in the correctional facility, juvenile detention center in Newark. And, you know, we deal with this on a daily basis. So this is definitely something that she's been doing. As long as she's been doing it, there's something that's needed and more of it compared to more centers to lock them up. They definitely need places like this that's going to build them up.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you know, it's definite that our, you know, our young people definitely need it. And maybe even for those not in the area, you know, Dior will travel, or maybe not too far away, like New York and Philadelphia, Delaware, you know, other parts of Jersey. It's really not that far. It would be a great trip to schedule, you know, even if it's just a one-day workshop to, you know, as far as if you're doing different things with young people, you want to consistently give them, you know, moments of positive impact. So, and I do want to share here on Master Griot Radio, if you have young people, especially like teens, say like 15 to or 14 to 22, we have a show called State of Urgency the first Tuesday. of every month. I'm looking for young people who are interested in hosting, who have a viewpoint about the violence that's being perpetrated against young people. They have solutions if they're go-getters, and young people who like music. We're coming up with a team of young people to review. So if any of your students, Dior, want to showcase their great communication skills, we are looking for hosts, and we're going to teach them how to produce radio so that they'll come out with some great skills. And so we're just, you know, looking, and they can go to email talk, T-A-L-K, to the number two, us, talk to us at mastergriot, G-R-I-O-T, radio.com. So, and you also find Master Griot Radio on Facebook. Just hit us up and let us know if you are, you know, if you're ready to, you know, anyone interested. So I really want to hear from the young people. I want their voice heard.
Oh, I would love that. That sounds like a great, program. Something that's very interesting to teach them about radio and the art of, because as I said before, it's a lot of things. We have a workshop that we call Flow Talk. And it's, like I said, it's not easy. It's where we have to hold a conversation back and forth, like you scream from somebody else's what they said, then you say something and say it back. And I think doing radio would definitely be something they would be interested in. So I definitely have to connect with you on that subject.
Yes, and you will be soon appearing on our it's called our Live Fandom TV, and it's all part of a movement to rewind out loud, to defy the negative imaging of blacks in art and media. But you will be appearing soon on there. So you're really getting ready to do it big, and hopefully you'll take me with you.
Well, also, I just want to put out, I will be at the East Orange Library speaking for Women's Black History Month, March 16th. I will be there speaking. I think it's Her Story Untold, Part 2. And I'm so excited. Big shout out to Elijah Brown, who has been there for many years, I think over 10 years or so, at his program, Poetry Live, at the library. He brings in the young and old, and it is a wonderful, wonderful. Let me tell you, I didn't know the library had so much going on. I really, I mean, lots.
Yeah.
Lots of programs, and I was like, wow. And I presented to have, I'm waiting for the result, you know, drum roll, that I'm bringing Project Build there. So if they allow me to have that, yes, Project Build at the library. Yeah.
Great. So that means everyone, wherever you are, we must fight for our libraries because, you know, I've seen people post that this biggest lie, black people don't like to read. We keep the libraries crowded. We have great programs at our libraries, but they're trying to make, saying that they're not being used, so they have to close them down, and they're putting them the first on the kill list. And this is happening in urban communities across the country. So really realize, check out what's going on, and because you think you may want to go to your library one day and find out that cut down the hours, they're closing them. In Philadelphia, our libraries aren't open on Mondays or Fridays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
So.
Well, in Newark, they're closing down a few of the libraries as well. I have a friend that works for public libraries, and they've been closing down branches, so that's something that's going on as well, too. And like you said, we've got to get our people back into the libraries.
Absolutely.
You may not realize it, but, and they'll make up the excuse that they're not being used, but they're very utilized. And some of the best programs you will find at the library.
And let me tell you, if it wasn't for the libraries, the children that I see come, because a lot of times the parents aren't there. And my big shout out to Ms. Karen Larkins, who is one of the after-school, they have after-school tutors there that help the children with their homework. She's there from Monday to Thursday. There are others, but, I interact with her because there are many. They love her. She's a great spirit. And I'm just like, wow, like some of our children go there alone. And some of the parents who work over hours, they come there to get their children. And it's just amazing. And like I said, with Elijah, with his program, and hopefully my program there, I am just one of the biggest supporters of East Orange Library. And I thank them so much for having me. I really do.
Yeah.
And I couldn't say any, you know, anything bad about it. We do have to, because some of these children would have no place to go. They all come in. They have team rooms. And I said, wow, it's a lot of stuff here. So anybody listening, please support your library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's teen and adults. There are programs from the littlest one to the oldest one. And also, you know, the Urban Tech Fair, we're working toward that. But right now, a lot of people do not have internet access in their home. They may have it on their phone, but they may not have, like, a broadband access in their home. So the library is the place that they can access the internet, which is very important. So just from there, we are getting ready to close out. This has been a wonderful experience within the House of Dior.
Yes.
So, Dior, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What wisdom would you like to impart to us?
Well, first of all, I would just like to say to everyone to always try very hard. You know, for a lot of people, they say it's difficult to put out good vibes in the universe. You know, always, if you can help someone, you should do it. You know, if you can uplift someone, you should do it. And I always tell my children, don't hate, step your game up. I always say that, and that's my end note. Don't hate, step your game up. If somebody is doing something, don't hate, say, you know, excuse me, yeah, how'd you get that? How'd you, it's the how-tos. That's why I said come to the conference with us and learn what to do when you don't know what to do, and come and be no longer an emotional victim no longer. And Tiona and Small's going to tell us how to get your mind right. I mean, we want to do that. We want to always uplift, because with every new level, there's a new devil. There's more challenges. And I'm saying learn how to, you know, embrace, put out more happiness, because life is good. So you got to just try to enjoy the ride.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that, we are going to say goodnight, but again, remember in East Orange on, what's that date again? And I wanted to know what time you're going to be at the line.
March 16th, and I believe that's at 8 o'clock, either 7:30 or 8 o'clock, March 16th at the East Orange Library.
Yep, and then on March 23rd, kickoff for the Powerhouse Conference, Women Doing It Big on Adam Clayton Boulevard in Harlem. And, again, you can find the link on Dior's page. But what is the direct link for the conference?
WomenDoingItBig.com or TianaVonJohnson.com.
Okay, so that's WomenDoingItBig.com. We may have to figure out how to spell Tiana Johnson.
Tiana Von Johnson. TianaVonJohnson.com.
Okay. Alrighty, so, and I thank everyone who has called in, get a shout out to support, and this is Master Girl Radio. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we speak for you, peace and love, and we're going to roll out something that's in the spirit of Dior. It's Amanda Brown, and this is Paris. Ooh la la.